Hey, everybody, this is part 3 of The Arena. If you haven't heard part 1 and 2, go back and listen to them now, or you're going to be totally lost. For everybody else, we're going to dive right in, because we've got an hour to save Ravnica. Again. Welcome to Dads and Dragons. I'm Ryan, your DM. To my left, we have...
BJ playing Zophius. And to my left...
I'm Alex playing Garvin. And to my left...
I'm Jack playing Skeller. To my left...
I'm Scott playing Derlin.
Welcome back. So, as you are running through the main halls of the arena, where would you look to find the fight coordinator?
Down in the pits.
Down the pits?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we spot
where the fighters are?
Okay.
Yarvin talking to someone.
Hey, guys.
Wait, yeah. We need to find... Yarvin's in the fights, right?
Yes.
We could know that... We can check with Yarvin.
Can I fight Goat?
You would be able to check with Yarvin, except that Yarvin has just finished talking to the fight coordinator. And let's skip over to him for a second as you guys are rushing around through the halls of the Coliseum.
Oh, hi, guys.
Yarvin.
Yes.
The fight coordinator. A human who's in a red and black cloak comes up to you and says, "So you're Yarvin, is that correct? And you've fought here before?"
Yeah.
I have something special in store for you. Something very special indeed. You've been selected based on the praise and the wonderful things that you've done before. You've been selected to be the lead in our scene of the attack. Oh, shoot. Let me get the name of the
thing. So you're saying that I'm not that good.
No, you're the...
That was literally the opposite of what he said.
He says, "You've been selected out of all of your peers to star in the opening scene of the attack on the Nessian village. Here's your part." And he hands you a little script. And it says that you're supposed to go out there and pretend that you are just a normal Minotaur farmer, not a fighter at all. Upon which you get attacked by this giant goat. And you fight him off and make it back to warn the other Minotaurs about an army of goats that are coming.
The goats are coming. The goats are coming.
And he hands you your part, and it's got a few stage directions, some acting that you're going to have to do in there.
What the?
But
flying goats?
You are the first one that has to face off against this goat. How do you react when he says you have to fight a goat?
Goats. I've been seeing a lot of goats and... many of the acts. All of them.
Oh, yes. It's the theme of tonight. This attack on the Nessian village. It's leading up to it. And then, of course, Mogus the hero comes in and saves everyone at the very end.
You don't know anything about this.
Yeah, I just realized.
But how do you feel about fighting goats? Like, normally, what do you fight in the arena?
I'm not used to fighting animals. I'm used to fighting, like, other people, like giants or like, those kind of peoples.
He says, no, you'll do fine. You'll do just fine. Okay. And he starts pushing you out towards the arena. You're almost up.
One more question. One more question. So I'm supposed to tend to be a farmer?
That's correct. Here. And he hands you a rake.
Am I supposed to fight the entire battle with the rake?
Well, you are just... farmers, of course, but I'm sure you'll be fine. It's just a goat. Come on, you can take a goat, can't you?
But with a rake? Can I at least sharpen the rake?
What do you want? Do you want to take something else out with you?
A pitchfork.
I'll keep my hand axes just in case.
All right, sure. You can still look like a farmer with hand axes. That sounds great.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense. He says, after the first goat, you come back and warn the other Minotaurs, and then you can grab your weapons.
Okay.
That's fine. You can still take your hand axes out with you.
Yeah. Like I said,
suspicious.
You're locked up in a closet.
You don't know any of this.
Just like before the fight, like sharpening the bottom of it and like sharpening the rake.
Okay. All right. Yarvin heads out into the arena.
Fight.
Once you reach the center, make a performance roll.
Wait, do I have performance?
Probably not. But it's based on charisma.
I do.
Are you proficient in it?
I have plus two.
Oh, great.
Because he's a gladiator.
Well, it's not plus two. He's not proficient.
I got an 11.
Okay. You do a passable job as an actor. I mean, you're not going to win an Academy Award. Ravnicki Award.
The Nobel Prize.
I don't think that's for acting.
No, it is in Ravnica.
Wow. Ravnica is really set on.
Nobel Prize for physics, mathematics, and acting.
What? You are the best actor. All the judges have to be French.
Oh, no.
When you hear an announcer start to talk about the scene that's going to happen, and over this big megaphone, you hear somebody describing the scene of the peaceful village in Nessia, where the Minotaurs lived in relative peace, was overcome by a demon one day. A demon in the form of a giant goat.
Go at.
And
bum, bum, bum.
This portcullis opens up at the far end of the arena. And instead of a little normal-sized goat, you see a giant Minotaur-sized goat come out. And it has glowing red eyes. And somebody's painted the fur with like streaks of red all over it. And the goat sees you and starts to snort and paw at the dirt.
It's a bull.
The crowd goes crazy when they see this goat and it starts charging right at you. Let's make an initiative roll.
Okay.
Where are me and Turlin in all of this?
You guys will arrive shortly.
15.
15 total?
Yeah, plus one initiative. So I got 14 plus one.
So he's going to go first, and he's going to try and ram you. He gets an 11 to hit. Now, remember that you don't have your shield with you right now, so you've got a minus 2 in your armor class.
Still have 16.
Still misses. Okay. Describe, do you roll out of the way, or do you, like, take the hit?
Just like, so, like, I would just take the hit and not...
And not take damage? Okay, so you lower your head and just meet him head on, and the crack echoes throughout the arena. Everything goes silent and the cheer goes up again. Yeah!
So I don't take damage?
No, he missed. He rolled it. He got an 11, so he didn't get past your armor class. But I think it'd be cool if you just met him head on. That'd be awesome.
Okay,
what do you do on your turn?
On my turn, I'll grab out my rake and just like hit him with the sharp part at the bottom. Ooh, I got a 2.
A 2 is a miss.
5, I mean, yeah.
Okay, 5 total?
Yeah.
That's a miss. All right, his turn. This time he gets a 21 to hit you.
That's a major hit.
Okay. He does 7 damage.
Okay.
Bludgeoning damage.
Wait, 7?
Yes. How many hit points do you have left?
21.
All right.
I got a 10.
A 10 is a miss.
Wait, so what did the superiority dice do?
You were supposed to read over this.
I know. So, like, you learn... Like, it's an automatic attack, or if I hit?
So if you hit, like, which maneuver do you want to do? So you know 3 maneuvers. Evasive footwork, precision attack, and sweeping attack.
Okay.
And for each of those, you spend 1 superiority die. You have how many dice?
4.
4, okay. So you roll a 6-sided die, and you add that number to your armor class for your footwork. For precision attack, you add it to the roll to hit somebody. So you could roll a d6 and add it. So instead of a miss, you might hit him.
Okay.
And a sweeping attack, you can roll a superiority die to deal damage to another creature within 5 feet of somebody that you hit. It's like a big, like what's called a sweeping attack. You hit one and then you keep moving and keep swinging and it hits somebody else.
Wait, the middle one.
Precision attack.
Is so I can roll a 1d6?
Yes.
Okay.
And add it to your roll if you think that will help you to hit. And it says that you can choose to do that before or after you roll, but before any effects are applied.
So I'll do that, sure.
Great.
Gosh, of course. course, it's a one.
It's a one?
Yeah.
So what's your total?
11.
That's a hit.
Oh my gosh, of course. Wow.
Okay, for your rake, you're going to do some very basic damage. We're just going to treat it as a spear.
Okay.
1d6 damage plus your strength.
Okay. 4.
4. Okay, got it.
Four damage. 3 ones in a row.
Sounds like you're cursed.
I wonder who could have done that.
Skylar!
I'm in a closet. Don't worry about me.
Let's skip over to Skylar.
Yay.
Skylar, you're in a closet.
Your favorite character.
Yes. Yes, your favorite character, Skylar. And you're tied up.
Also.
Do you have any plan to get untied?
Yes.
So, Sparky being...
Sparky is who? Remind us.
Spider.
That you created when?
Interrogation room.
Third episode?
Yeah, the very second episode.
Dang.
The very second.
Correct. And I think you used him a couple times.
Yeah.
What can Sparky do for you?
Pick locks and use scissors.
And use scissors. Does he have scissors?
Yes.
Describe what do his scissors look like.
They're little tiny, like, not tweezers. Those aren't scissors.
They're little tiny scissors on the ends of his legs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, like, keeps cutting.
And use them for arts and craft projects as well.
Okay. We're going to develop Sparky out a little bit. let's decide what other things. Let's say Sparky can do 3 things for you. So he's got some kind of lockpick thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Scissors.
And scissors.
Little scissor tiny legs. Claws to pick up stuff.
No. You can
You're
make
a sorcerer.
That's a crab.
It's a spider crab.
You're a sorcerer, right?
Yes.
No, Jack, you should have made it so like he can go.
You can, like... Congratulations, you have developed a crab.
Mechanical spider crab.
Also like an arachnid.
Jack, wait, what was the first one you listed?
Lockpicking.
Yeah, that's crab.
Yes, the crabs, known for their lockpicking abilities and their scissors. Ravnica's a weird place. I wouldn't be surprised.
Lockpicking crabs.
Giant goats. Just another day in Ravnica. It has... No, instead of scissors, it's just going to be knives.
I was going to use the familiar rules for this, but sorcerers don't have familiars.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start over.
Okay, Sparky the spider crab.
We're going to have to house rule a couple things about Sparky. Because technically, as a sorcerer, you're not supposed to have a familiar like that.
But it's not really an animal.
It's true. You created him. So we might need to look into... We'll look into artificers and see if maybe you might want to multi-class into that at some point.
I'm not sure if...
Okay.
You can have non-animal familiars. Like, I can have a potted plant.
If you're
a potted plant.
Perry the potted plant.
It's Planty the potted plant.
So, but for now... Since it was cool to create Sparky the first episode, the second episode,
I don't know,
let's
what episode.
See what we can do with him for now. And then you and I can talk afterwards and we'll figure out how to fit him into the rules. All right. Sparky has a little bit of movement. He can wander around. You've used him to try and pick a lock one time.
Didn't work very well.
We had Zophius do it.
Do it.
Yes. Okay. Describe to me how you get Sparky to come out of your pocket.
We have a secret tapping code.
A secret tapping code.
Because that's very original before.
So, what,
we blink at each other.
What skill would you use? Sleight of hand. Let's try and... You gotta get him to come out of your pocket. So we're gonna have you roll sleight of hand, but with disadvantage because you're tied up.
Fair enough.
16.
So 18 is my lowest number.
What? Jeez.
No.
Plus 2 in sleight of hand.
Wow.
Nice. And I rolled a 19 first, so.
Well, no, a 20.
So it would have been 21. Yeah.
Okay. So you get,
I expertly wriggle.
You wriggle around enough that Sparky comes climbing out of your front breast pocket and starts looking around and wondering in his little spider mechanical brain what exactly it is that you want him to do. It looks like you're just fine. You're relaxing, you're sitting there,
nice quiet place.
Tell me how you describe to Sparky
Gonk.
What to do. You tap?
Yes,
like Morse code?
Secret. Yes.
Okay.
I just tap out the word gag and he just takes off the gag. I can firebolt the way through the rest of this.
Alright, so he climbs up your chest, around the back of your neck.
You can feel him climbing through the little hairs on the back of your head and starts to pull at the knot at the back of your gag. And after, let's see how long this little guy takes to get it off. It takes him about 4 minutes. It's a long time, but you let him keep working.
No one's doing anything else important.
And eventually he gets the gag off. What do you do next?
Well, I just realized Firebolt is also a somatic spell. So,
so you have to do hand gestures too. But now you can speak.
Thaumaturgy isn't going to help much. Says you.
Do you want him to loosen the ropes on your
Yeah, I'll probably tell him to do that. Do you think I could just like firebolt with my hands behind my back?
Light yourself
right now
on
Jack
fire.
Is making a gesture like he's a chicken.
Well, I don't want to go behind my back. Oh, so that's going to hurt my hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
You're going to have him try and untie those?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It takes him another 2 minutes to loosen the ropes.
Well, apparently a gag takes a lot more time than ropes.
Well, no, it's cloth. It's a little harder to pull through. I don't know. Okay, your hands are loose now. You're able to untie your legs, too.
Yay. And I just kick down the door.
Get out.
And make a dramatic entrance if anyone's still out there.
It is completely empty.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'm just like, check
well,
your...
check on the fireworks.
Okay.
Whatnot.
We'll say that because of the time it took him to untie that, we'll have you come in after Turlin and Zophius arrive on the scene. Okay. Turlin and Zophius and Cornelia, you guys get to the pits and the behind the scenes area.
Yeah.
And as you're asking around, people have seen the fight organizer, but nobody seems to know where he is right now. You hear, though, from outside, out in the arena, you hear cheers going up like crazy. There's something big happening out on the arena floor right now. Where people would go into the arena floor is a large gathering of minotaurs who are dressed in costumes like they're farmers and such, but they have some crude weapons and...
Yeah.
And they're talking about like, so how do you act like you're a farmer? I've never been a farmer. They're you know, trying to figure out how to play this role as farmers and such. And they're just waiting on the wings. And somebody's like, what's the signal? Oh yeah. When that Yarvin guy comes back and yells at us to come out. That's when we go out. Okay.
Okay. Do I see the,
you push, organizer, you're going to have to push. Or... You don't see the organizer right there. That's why everybody's a little bit confused about, like, what's the signal? When do we go out? Oh, do we go out now?
Okay.
There's a goat out there. Is that the signal?
I head the other direction.
And somebody's
direction.
Like, no, we got to wait till Yarvin comes out.
I'll head the other direction then.
You head the other direction?
Yeah.
Okay.
If the
all the way around the arena?
I guess, well, I'm just looking for the organizer.
Okay. You're still looking for him?
Yeah, yeah.
Zophius, are you following him?
I'll go the opposite way. So if he goes left, then I'll go right. Because
okay.
It's a circle.
Yeah, it's a big oval.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So you guys split up. Cornelia will stay with you, Zophius. And you hear up above you more roars and more cheers going on as you are making your way around. You see people who had fought before. You know, some people are getting medical help. Some people are just cleaning their weapons. And as you come back around to each side, you also see signs of goats and animals everywhere, empty pens and stuff, but they're all empty again, a lot like what you saw at the warehouse.
Can I look at the floor of the things?
At the floor? Sure.
And doors. Look for floor and doors.
At what?
At the floor and look for doors to see if he could go anywhere.
Oh, to like sneak. Okay, make an investigation check as you're going along. You're looking for a place that he might be hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
17.
That is a good check, but unfortunately there's nothing that he's hiding in. So you're fairly confident you haven't missed him.
I'll ask Cornelia if she has any ideas.
She pulls out the book again. And by this time, you guys have gotten around and met up on the other side of the arena and found nobody there. She pulls out the book and is, or the page that she tore out of the book and is looking at it and says that somewhere he's going to have to do all of the parts of the spell, including tracing the glyph on the ground and then sacrificing all of the animals.
It's inside the arena.
Make a a knowledge check.
Somehow Turlin knows about Mogus.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Mogus, he sucks. Mogus.
I guess it would be history. Make a history check, Turlin.
I got a 16.
Oh, that's really good. Then in this case, you actually you look at the paper that she's pulled out, and on this page you recognize the diagram of the symbol that is used to cast this summoning. And you recognize it because it's very intricate and it fans out and then comes back into like a single spot down the bottom.
Okay.
Oh, and my gosh.
Okay. Oh, you got it?
Yeah, yeah.
What
yeah,
is
yeah.
it? What is
the
it?
The lines out front.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
The lines. In front of the Colosseum.
Yes. And so he's had 50,000 people marching over this diagram of the summoning symbol for the last 3 hours.
Okay.
So we can't stop that.
And as people have done that, the summoning spell has gotten stronger and stronger.
Okay.
And people have started turning into...
What if a really stupid person walked over it?
If a really stupid person...
Would it just counteract the entire thing?
No. It's stupid or not, it's just they're tracing out the pattern of this spell, and they've been doing it for the last 3 hours now.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well...
We can't stop it.
Yeah.
But we can kill him.
So...
Wait, I'm not here.
It means we have to find the guy. And have to prevent goats from dying.
Correct.
We have to save all the goats.
So we need to go back to the...
Do we have somehow block off the gate for the actors so they can't get in?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. And what is Turling going to do?
I'll head back. Maybe he's back out in the front by the symbol.
Go mess with the line.
Yeah.
See if you can change it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go try and...
Hey, do you want to go through this special line?
Yeah.
Okay. Make a wisdom check.
It's just a circle.
Yeah, 14.
At this point, you think that the line has probably been used enough. So might think that... I think you guys are on the right track, like to try and stop the next part of it. You realize that he's already had plenty of participants...
He's charged as
means charging up the
enough.
That means okay, people are going
so I don't want to. I that's why I had to make a wisdom check to see if you're wise enough that you would be wasting your time or not.
How good is your perception or investigation?
2 + 2 wisdom. Yeah,
I have a +0,
so I'm better at finding. But we need to mess with the locks of everything.
Okay. You go find. You go try and find him, and I'll go
I have a little bit of my bag with me, right?
The door shut.
I'll go blow somehow. Stuff up.
I have a...
Okay.
Do I have my bag with me? Is that what we said?
Yes. You have any equipment. I mean, you started the day with any equipment you normally have, for sure.
I'll toss you a crowbar to see if how well you can do with that.
Okay.
Beat up the Minotaurs.
Minotaur.
I'm going to go off looking for people for him.
So you're looking for Chagrok.
Or the goats. Wait. I need to find where all the goats are.
Yes. You need to find where all the goats are. Okay.
So you block off the Minotaurs. I'm going to find all these goats.
Was it the Minotaurs or Centaurs that didn't like the cats?
The Centaurs
didn't like
the
cats. Okay.
That's a good thought. But according to Yarvin, Minotaurs have no problems with cats.
Okay. Just throw cats at the Minotaurs. Then realize
Hopefully one giant goat is enough. Hopefully they haven't morphed into one giant goat.
Fusioned into one giant goat.
Yeah. That'd be scary.
Okay.
Let's go back to Yarvin at this point.
Yarvin,
if the eye was just a bunch of tiny goat's eyes.
No, this is a giant goat, but it looks like a normal goat. Like Yarvin's the only one that's interacting with it right now. Make an arcana check if you want, Yarvin. Just we'll have you make an arcana check just to see, but.
Because he wants to know where he can buy one.
Frick. I got 9.
9. Yeah, you're just more worried about fighting a goat than you are about where this goat came from or what it's all about. It's the goat's turn. He's going to back up 20 feet and then charge at you. So as he's backing up, you get an opportunity attack.
Can I jump on him?
Can you if you want to try and grapple him? Yeah, sure.
So I could get on top of him?
Yes, make a athletics check. And he's going to roll against his strength.
Okay.
What'd you get?
21.
21. He got a 19. Plus 5. So you jump on his back. What are you going to do now that you're up on his back?
I'm going to take advantage of this and start stabbing him.
Okay. So this kind of wastes his turn because he's not going to be able to charge at you now. So go ahead and make an attack against him.
18.
That's a hit. 1d6 is your spear.
That's 4.
Another 4. Okay. So 8 total is how much you've done. All right. He's going to try and shake you off. So make another athletics check. And he got a 17.
20.
Oh, okay. You're holding on for dear life. All right. You better not get... If you get knocked down, he's going to trample the crap out of you. So go ahead and make another attack.
Don't mess up.
I won't. I think... I miss.
You miss?
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to try one more time to shake you off. Oh, he only got a 9 to shake you off. Roll your strength.
17.
Okay. You are hanging on, and the crowd is just eating it up. They're watching you ride around on this goat, and it's jumping all over the place, as goats are wont to do, and like smashing and jumping against the walls and stuff. And you're just hanging on.
I'm just like, when he's trying to jump, I'm like holding onto him, but then my legs are out and kicking off of the wall.
Oh, nice. Great.
And I don't die.
You are a crowd favorite, that's for sure. Okay. Let's go to Turlin.
Okay.
Turlin, you make it all the way back to the arena. As you're running back, you catch some views every now and then. You see ramps that lead up to the arena. You can see this giant goat, and you see Yarvin.
Okay.
Just holding on to it for dear life. It looks like he's in some kind of goat rodeo.
Yeah. Okay.
But you make it back to the Minotaurs on the other side. What is your plan?
Is there an exit, like, relatively close, like out of the arena?
Not like a direct one. They're lined up right on the wings. So if you imagine like a football stadium.
Yeah.
Right? They're on the ramp that leads right onto the field.
Okay.
The portcullis is closed right now.
Uh-huh.
So the animals, what's in the arena, can't escape.
Right.
But they're just standing back enough, far enough that people can't see them. But they're just getting ready to rush out onto it as soon as Yarvin comes and gives them the signal.
Kick. Can I try and persuade them into thinking that they need to go through a different entrance?
Sure, yeah. Make
but
a persuasion.
Send them out an exit door.
And then lock it. And
yeah,
run.
Exactly.
Go run all through right, the stuffing circle a few times.
Okay. Make a persuasion check. Let's see.
I got a 14.
They rolled a 5. And
okay.
I doubt that their
very
intelligence
smart.
Is very smart.
Oh,
let's see.
Oh, gosh.
They're not going to be a 14, but...
Okay.
All right, so you grab...
Run over.
Plus like, 9.
You grab the one that seems that people seem to be listening to, yeah. And what do you tell them? What do you say?
We got to change a plan, boys. We're going in through a different entrance.
Oh, did the organizer tell you that we were changing something?
Yeah, he wanted to make it a bit more of a surprise for the crowd.
Oh,
they seem to be riled up by this guy out there, so we want to give him even more.
Yeah, more. We want to give him more, don't we, guys? And everybody's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
what are we doing? Are we jumping in from the top? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So come out this way. It's going to take you up to the top.
All right.
Stairs out this way.
Yeah. He's like an
lead him out,
puppy.
Back door, slam it behind him, lock it shut.
Couldn't they, like, break through?
So you could try, but that's going to take time.
So they just keep running down the hall, and yeah. you lock up the gates behind them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mess with
after a minute, yeah. They find themselves completely outside the Colosseum and wondering what's going on in there.
And then they come rushing
confused.
Back and break okay. through the
They're
gate.
Almost as confused as I am on a daily basis.
Okay. Zophius, let's go back to you. Make an investigation check to see if you can see where the goats have all been led off to.
14.
Okay, you find a path. It's not very hard to follow. A big pack of 100 goats.
Fair
and
enough.
You can see that they've been led down a hallway that takes them down below the floor of the arena, just directly below. And as you get down there, make a stealth check.
15.
So his passive perception is an 11. Okay. You find a cloaked figure down who is down below the arena floor, and he is loading or leading these goats into little elevators that will open up and rise up into the floor of the arena. As he does that, he casts some kind of spell on them, and you see the goat's eyes all start to glow red. And then he goes to another elevator and loads up another big batch of goats.
So are the elevators on a timer, or is there a way that I can cut off the line that the elevators go up?
They are controlled by somebody else that you can't see where the controls are at. They're chains that run off to pulleys and then run off someplace else.
How quietly can I mean, it's kind of loud in here, right?
Sure. Well, there's the crowd above, so you have that kind of noise. And then there's a bunch of goats making noise, too.
So if I... can I shoot him with the arrow?
Sure.
18 to hit.
That is a hit.
And what's the sneak attack thing?
Advantage. You have to have advantage or...
To get sneak attack.
Or you have to have somebody next to him. In this case, he hasn't seen you yet, and so you would technically have advantage to hit him, too.
Okay. So I get 2d6... I'm going to use Fury of the Small.
Okay.
So it deals 3 extra damage.
Oh, nice.
16 damage.
Oh, wow. That was a big hit. He takes a crossbow bolt right into his shoulder and stumbles trying to get this last elevator filled with goats, and then turns around and sees you over there and curses. Let's roll initiative.
Literally. 12.
Okay, he got a 20, so he's going to go first.
He's going to run for it.
He is going to run for it. He will cast a spell first. You need to make a dexterity saving throw of 14 or higher.
Oh, 9.
9, okay. In that case, you take 1d8. Oh, it's 2d8, I'm sorry. So in that case, it's 5.
Okay, and then he starts running.
And that's from flame that shoots down on you, basically, just envelops you. And then he turns and runs away.
How far away is he?
He can run 30 feet. He started off probably 30 or 40 feet away from you.
So he's with 80 feet?
Yes, you can
still
shoot
him again?
Yep.
8 to hit.
8 is a miss, unfortunately. Let's skip over back to Yarvin. Yarvin, make another attack.
15.
That's a hit.
I'll hit him again with the rake, I guess.
Okay, 1d6. Plus your strength.
9.
Okay. You take him down, and he finally falls down to the ground. And the crowd cheers again, and you hear the voice of the announcer saying, "Having defeated this first demon goat, the young Minotaur looked across this field and saw an entire army of demon goats bearing down on his village. He would need the help of everyone he could muster, and the help of the village's hero, Mogus Nomus. Call him forth! Call forth Mogus!" And so you know that you're supposed to run back and get the Minotaurs to come out with you now. Around you, the doors open up underneath the stage, and several elevators start coming up, including these elevators contain mostly goats, but including one that has this man who comes up out of the floor as well, because that's where he ran to, is one of the elevators. The crowd starts to chant, "Mogus Nomus, Mogus Nomus." And Yarvin, you run back, and instead of seeing a bunch of Minotaurs behind the gate, you see a single dwarf.
Get him. Turlin runs in, ready to fight.
Turlin, what are you doing here?
Change plans. We had a thing come up.
Get an incident.
Can you kill
tell
that
me
cultist?
Tell me about this incident.
Kill the cultist. We need to hurry.
Okay. Is the... I'll just open up and charge out.
You can open it from that side, yeah.
Yeah. And then...
You're greeted by 100 red-eyed goats that seem very intent on attacking you and throwing themselves into battle against you.
I'll firebolt the cultist guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aim for the head.
Just like goes out. No, not Mogus. 17. Yarvin.
17 is a hit.
10.
You suck my
battle. 4, 6.
Okay. I gotta keep better track here. 1 second.
He's taken
he took 12 from you.
16.
16 from you, and then 6 more. 22. Got it.
Can I just go out like, no, Yarvin, Not Mogus, Yarvin.
The crowd is chanting Mogus, Snow Moose, Mogus, Snow Moose.
Can I pay a couple people around the stage just go like...
No, Alex, you're at the very bottom.
Like, there's other people.
Yeah, the way I'm imagining everyone's over. It's fine.
What's that?
Nothing.
What are you imagining?
I'm like, so I'm imagining
the goats are kind of attacking you.
Never mind.
So let me describe it. The goats are charging at you two now. I know.
We're just talking about the stadium.
All right. Let me describe what's happening. So everybody in the stadium right now is chanting for Mogus.
Yeah.
And the goats have all been commanded to attack and to fight because Shagrak wants them to get killed. And so they're supposed to be attacking the nearest minotaur that they find. So what's the nearest minotaur that they can see right now?
The only minotaur.
Turlin.
Turlin's a dwarf.
He's a were-minotaur.
No, Turlin's just like fine. Turns into a were-minotaur.
So Turlin turns into a were-minotaur. He didn't go through the line. He skipped the line.
Dang!
In the crowd, everybody has kind of gotten worked up, and they all kind of gone through this magical spell component of going through the runes and walking through those things, and right now they only have one thing on their mind, and that's that they're supposed to be chanting for Mogus. And as they start to chant for Mogus, you see a symbol start to glow on the floor, and it looks like a giant minotaur head with two pairs of horns, and it's starting to glow an outline of red on the floor of the arena.
Turlin, what's this all about?
We shouldn't be here. Let's get out of here.
Tell me about this later.
I'm going to push him into the door and shut it.
Okay, what's happening?
Oh, you're trying to run away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep the goats from him.
Turlin?
Don't kill any goats.
What's happening?
Don't kill any goats.
Just tell me what's happening.
Just don't kill any goats.
The goats are charging after you as you start to run back for the gates. Let's go back to Zophius and finally Skylar. Zophius, you need to make a dexterity check.
Again?
To try and jump onto one of the elevators.
Can it be acrobatics?
Yes.
19.
All right. You leap onto one of the elevators, one of the last ones that's rising up with all the goats. And you can see across the arena, you see the goats charging at Yarvin and Turlin as they are running for one of the exits. And you see Chagrock across the arena, probably still about the same distance as he was from you before, so about 70 feet away from you.
Smoldering.
And he's smoldering a little bit. He is on fire.
I'll shoot him again. Yeah. Never mind. That one's fine. 22.
That's a hit.
22.
You won't have your sneak attack damage this time, though.
4 damage.
Okay. So he's taken 26 damage now.
Really? Wow.
Okay. He casts another spell, but this time it's not an offensive spell. It's Thaumaturgy to amplify his voice.
And he says, know that one.
Send in the fireworks! Send in the fireworks! Now!
Except I has the fireworks.
In this moment of Avengers Endgame, you hear the voice on the other end of the announcer's thing. He's like, but sir, you'll be hit too.
He's already taken 26 points of damage.
Just do it.
Just do it.
So can Skylar hear that? Can
you count Skylar, us? You've made your way up to the top of the arena where the fireworks are all mounted, and you found a pair of workers, the ones that you saw before, and they are set there ready to set off the fireworks. And you just heard from down on the arena, as you glance down, you see this army of 100 goats running around right after Yarvin and Turlin. And these two men are frantically trying to turn the main firework launcher, the one that has the big firework that spells out Mogus' name. The big dragon firework. They're trying to aim that one down directly at the arena floor now. Remember before, you noticed that all the fireworks are going off too low anyway, and they still would. If they set them all off, then the top rows of the arena are all going to get incinerated. But they're turning the main firework and trying to point it down at the arena floor, down at all of the goats on the arena floor right now.
So they're trying to kill goats with a firework.
With a big dragon firework that you made.
I kind of want. sounds cool. But I should probably stop that because they are bad people.
People will get hurt
and all that stuff. Okay, am I allowed to mold?
Is it stone up there?
It is. The entire arena is made out of stone, yes.
Okay.
Infestation?
Just bug them again. I mean, they do go 5 feet in a random direction.
No. That's only one creature.
How much does the firework weigh?
How much does the firework
weigh? He wants to catapult the firework.
Oh, I see. It's probably... Let's find out. You know what?
10 pounds. So 10 pounds.
That's the limit
for my catapult. That might be okay. Let's see. I think it's going to be more than 10 pounds.
How big of a firework did I make?
It's a giant dragon firework.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Let's see. So we're looking at like professional fireworks.
Uh-huh.
And how big they are. So these aren't just ones that you buy in a store. You made something
fancy.
Really big.
I make
Man,
this
fireworks
stuff.
Are expensive. You probably got paid a bunch for this.
I hope I did. I need the money. Rent doesn't pay itself.
It's probably a cake firework.
Yeah. So it might be under 10 pounds.
And if it's not, I can just catapult a rock at it or something like that.
It might be under 10 pounds. That's the limit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, 10 pounds.
Honestly, I'm sure it probably is. Probably max 5 pounds.
So if it is 5 pounds, I only have to use a first level spell slot.
Okay, so here's the best I got. Is cake fireworks, 4-inch diameter shells, finale cakes that contain dozens of shells up to 4 inches diameter, can weigh over 100 pounds prior to discharge. So let's say there's dozens, means, I don't know, like 36 fireworks in there. They're only 44 inches in diameter. So they're not as big as the one that we're talking about, but 36. All right, let's do some math in real life.
All right.
100 pounds divided by 36 fireworks is what?
Just less than 3.
Just less than 3 pounds for a 4-inch.
Hey.
And if I'm wrong, anybody can tell me I'm wrong. I'm happy to accept that I might be wrong. I'm just going off of what I've got on Wikipedia. Thanks, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
All right, Skylar.
Do I need to roll for this?
You technically, I don't, what does the spell say?
Object flies in a straight line up to 90 feet in a direction you choose before falling to the ground, stopping early if it impacts a solid surface. The object would strike a creature. That creature must take a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, the object strikes the target and it stops moving. And stops moving.
Tell me where Skylar sends this firework. This dragon firework.
We're all...
I think up in the air is a good idea. Okay, 90 feet up in the air would be far enough, right?
That would be much... It would definitely clear the top of the arena.
So no one would get hurt.
Right. It would fly around the arena the way it was meant to
The way go. It was meant to go.
Right.
Yeah, so I'll do that. Sure.
Okay. All right. Make a... Oh, there's no spoken. It's just semantic.
Yeah, it's just somatic.
Okay. No verbal components or anything. So you gesture... What's the gesture that you make? Oh, you flick your finger. Flick.
Wingardium Leviosa. Shoots up into the air. Swish and flick.
Swish and flick. And suddenly the firework shoots up 90 feet into the air and explodes. And the three of you down on the arena floor see this dragon materialize, this sparkling dragon materialize out of gunpowder. And it flies around the arena in three circles. And then goes up to the center and just explodes to a giant ball of huge ball firework. And the crowd goes wild and crazy at that. And it distracts them from their chanting a little bit. And as they stop chanting, the symbol on the floor starts to fade.
So it's my turn. He poked it.
It's Zafia's turn. He's 70 feet away. And he has used his turn to try and convince the announcer people to shoot the firework down at him, and apparently it just failed, and so he's shocked and a little dismayed at what's just happened.
What do you do? What's the range? 20 feet per attack?
Just a throwing a dagger? Yeah, it's not very far.
So close. I'm going to run at him and then use my bonus action to use cunning action to take another dash.
Okay. And then throw a dagger at him?
Or jump at him. That's my other plan.
Oh, you want to try and like tackle him or grab him?
Yeah.
Okay. You are just out of range to do that this turn.
But he can't escape me. So I'll throw a dagger at him.
Okay.
Only a 9.
That's a miss, unfortunately. He sees you and is going to try and escape again. In this case, he's going to use his last big spell and cast Hold Person on you. You need to make another Wisdom saving throw. This time, a DC of 14.
Haha, 18.
All right. In this case, he does not. He uses one action to try and hold you, and when he sees that doesn't work, he turns and starts running, but only makes it 30 feet away. Oh, he's going to get away.
No, he isn't.
All right.
He can't outrun me.
Let's go back to the goats. The goats have now met up with you at the gates, and they are slamming themselves against the portcullis, trying to just knock it down.
Okay.
And they are just wiping it out. Oh, so no. 100 goats just pushing against this gate is too much for it, and you see it starting to bust open.
Okay.
It wasn't made for this.
Is it made for hundreds of goats?
Yarvin, what do you do when you see the goats start to break down the portcullis?
I'd probably run.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Okay, so you guys keep running.
Yep.
As the goats start to spill out behind you. Skylar, you were up there with two people who don't seem to like what you just did. What's your plan?
Well, I don't like them either, so... Oh, I have to fight them, don't I?
You have to fight them or get away from them.
Oh, getting away is probably a better option. So
you've got spells still,
right?
Are
they sure I'm there? Like, it wasn't a verbal spell, so do they know that I'm here?
Well, okay, that's fair enough. Let's have them make a perception check. And they rolled a 16. You need to either make a stealth check or just accept that they see you.
19 for stealth.
Okay. Alright. They are extremely confused about what just happened about the firework, but you are able to sneak away without attracting any more attention from them.
For the first time.
Okay, back to Zophius.
He can't run far.
No.
25 to hit.
Oh, that finally hits him.
Does making yourself...
Oh, he needs a chance to hit you first, though. He might kill you. Nope, he gets a 1.
He can't
and
kill
he
me.
Drops his dagger as he's frantically trying to get away from you still.
Can I use my bonus action to pick up that dagger?
Yes.
Is there a point in picking up dagger?
Now I can attack with 2 daggers.
Is there a point in attacking with 2 daggers?
I get a bonus 3 damage.
Fair enough.
So I got 25 to hit with 1 dagger.
Sorry. Okay. Wait, so I thought you said you had a rapier still, not another dagger.
I have 2 daggers and a rapier.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
Snap, snap.
Okay.
Short bow, because you took away all my other weapons.
I didn't take them away. Oh, yes, I did. I totally did. You had way too many weapons. You can't carry that many weapons. At some point, I think Zophius had 5 daggers. How many did you have?
I had 3 daggers and like
a magical shiv.
No, I still have that. Oh, that's the other one. I have a normal dagger and my magical shiv.
Okay.
So for my first attack with the magical shiv is a 25.
Okay, but you're going to have to drop your rapier to do this, just so you know. To quickly pick up the other dagger, instead of like sheathing your rapier and taking a bonus action to do that, you just drop it. And you grab the other dagger, and now you have 2. And you're like, this is better. And go after
now
it.
Now I have 2.
I should.
And then... with his dagger, another 25.
That's 2 hits.
Or 24. 11 damage.
Okay. On the first, remember you don't add your ability modifier to the second attack, right?
So
how much total?
Wait, don't I just
and
get
that's
to attack
where we'll
with 2
end.
Daggers?
Yes, 2 dagger attacks, but the second attack is just the 1d4, not the 1d4 plus your strength.
Okay.
Got it? So still good. I guess it's about the same as your rapier. Mm-hmm. But is a rapier not a light weapon?
No, it's a martial finesse.
But it... Oh.
That's all it is.
But what's the size of it? I think that you can do a two-weapon fighting with a rapier and a dagger, actually.
So it's just one-handed.
Yeah.
Weapon.
Well, it has to be a light weapon as well. Yeah. Light melee weapon.
Rapier. So I can shorten my rapier later.
Not small, just light.
Yeah.
So
it says it weighs 2 pounds.
I can catapult that thing.
That is true. I toss it up in the air and you can just catapult it.
Fling.
My dagger is half that weight.
You could throw, so you're like on the ground, you're about, you're like this huge guy, and then you just throw your rapier up in the air, and then Jack catapults it, and it kills the guy.
Can't wait until I have a spell slot high enough so I can catapult a small person.
Launch me in there.
You're right. Okay, so a rapier itself is not a light weapon. We might need to change that up for you.
I need to find another weapon.
All light weapons can be finesse, but a rapier, a whip, and a spike chain are not necessarily light weapons.
Why isn't a whip?
I don't know. I'll look more into it, but in the meantime, you did the right thing grabbing two daggers, so you could get two chances to hit him. Really, you only needed to hit him once, so having two chances to hit him was probably better than hitting him with one big thing and missing it. So, you take him down, two daggers right in his back, as he's trying to run away, and you knocked him down to the ground, and he is gone. The field is now completely empty as the goats have
flowed in like chased a giant after, flood.
Yes, have flooded out of the arena, chasing after
the nearest
Minotaur they could find.
Wait, wasn't it that guy? Wasn't that guy a Minotaur?
He was not. He was a human.
I thought when...
It'd been hilarious if he just went out.
Okay.
So his plan, according to Cornelia, was that he just wanted to replace Rakdos. And so he found a godlike creature from another plane that would be able to maybe defeat Rakdos and then take over the guild. And maybe he would promote him to something else. Anyway, we don't know why exactly he wanted to get rid of Rakdos, but that was his plan.
So while investigation is different. Turlin.
Yes, so you're running with Turlin. You need to find a way to escape 100 goats.
Oh,
grab my other dagger.
Oh, easy. Okay.
You know, the easiest thing.
Turlin, where do you lead him?
Out that door I sent the other Minotaur.
Hey, so we're entering. Oh wait, wrong Minotaur.
So you run out.
Well, I guess no. We want to go the other way.
You're now into a crowd of 12 other Minotaurs now. And they're like, hey, it's that dwarf guy.
Oh yeah, we're going this way, guys. I got a natural 20 for my persuasion. Where you guys been? We're supposed to be in there. Let's go.
Right, Yarvin, what do you do with him?
Yeah, I was looking for you guys, and now the goats are getting mad, and they're following us. Come on.
All right, you guys start running, and now the goats are chasing after
13 Minotaurs and a dwarf.
Okay, guys, let's just
But they are outside the arena now, and just running off into the streets.
Okay, I'm going to duck into a open house or something like that, like try and...
All right, after running for a little bit, they're going to turn around like, they're just dwarves, and they turn around, or they're just dwarves, they're just goats. Well, so the Minotaurs just turn around and say, these are just goats, and they turn around and just start fighting them out in the streets.
Oh, no.
But it's away from the arena. Yeah. And nothing terribly bad seems to be happening as they're
Turlin, taking let's
the show
do it.
As they've taken the show out into the crowds, out to the masses now.
Hey, Turlin, can we kill the goats now?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
hey, we don't know that. Meat's back on the menu.
It's too late. The other Minotaurs are already going at it.
Yeah.
So we're far enough away that it's okay.
All right. Know. All right, you guys have stopped another plot to overthrow a guild leader in Ravnica. The next day, as you report back what happened, the Boros Legion commander is a little bit miffed at you for wandering off Zophius, but appreciates, after he hears from Cornelia the report that comes out, he appreciates what you did. And
I took another case.
That's true.
I gave a reason for it. I went early, and then I reported to the arena somewhat on time.
Niv-Mizzet is once again grateful, but seems very concerned that this is starting to be a pattern, and wonders if something bigger might be afoot. and we'll end there tonight.
I still get paid for the fireworks, right?
I still get to keep the cats,
full
right?
3 gold.
You should accept payment before the
I did. I'm not stupid.
You're going to have to search his pockets afterwards.
I accepted half before and half after.
That's true. Yeah, half before and half after.
Can I see if whatever his name is has on him?
He has the dagger that you picked up, and he has a... he has some notes on the spell that he was trying to cast, but he doesn't seem to have anything else on him. He does have 450 Xenos on him, though.
That's pretty nice.
There you go.
I look.
Does he happen to have...
I look straight at Zoffy and say, what are you doing?
I need that money to...
I killed this guy. Hey, well, you're not even down here. I was the one...
I use message. It's a cantrip. Deal with it.
BJ? Yeah. BJ, can I have 50 Xenos to feed my cats?
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. All right. Thanks for sticking around, as always. We're glad that you listened and that you're here. We had a lot of fun with these last three episodes going through this campaign. We got to talk a lot in between the sessions, too, which is something that I really like doing a lot with the adult groups that I play with. And so it was really fun to do that with my kids, too. I almost wish we could have recorded all of that stuff, too. So something we learned from this session in particular: there are a lot of times when, as a DM, you're going to spend inordinate amount of time planning and putting together all this backstory stuff. It's no fun if they never find out. And so I always find a way to make sure that the players, at least, know kind of the things that are happening around in the background and what's going on, so that even if their characters don't know, they can see it and grasp it and make that part of the fun of the game, too. In this case, the example that I'm thinking of is when Turlin found the diagram in there, and I gave him a chance to see if he recognized that the diagram that they were looking at for the ritual was the same as the diagram for the lines that he set up going into everything. And that was something that I planned ahead of time and was really excited about, and I wanted to make sure that they learned about it because that was part of the fun. As a DM, that's a real big payoff. And in this case, it was a great payoff when Alex realized it. Just see him gasp, and you could hear it. All of a sudden, he knew what was going on and what was happening. And it was such a great moment that, man, those are the kinds as a DM that I live for, when my story and my work gets to come out into the open. So even if you have to explain it out of character to the players, that's okay. I think that that's just fine. And I've done that in plenty of times after a session or even in the middle of the session, taking the time out and say, here's what's going on. And you can do that in a cutaway. You can do that any way you want. As long as you're playing with people who can separate, you know, player knowledge from character knowledge, which surprisingly my kids are able to do pretty well. I think that it's important to get that payoff as a DM too. That's one of the rewards that you get. And it's a great one. So yeah, keep it up. Keep writing great stories. Don't hide those things from your players. Make sure that they learn them one way or another. There's got to be chances for them to learn them, multiple different chances, in fact, as many as you can provide. Don't let them go the entire adventure and then find out afterwards, oh, there was that that meant that, and that that meant that, and this meant that, and there's a million different other things hidden that they never got to learn. That's no fun. Well, I hope you enjoyed listening. We'll be back again. In our next session, I think everybody's going to go shopping. That's the plan, a little downtime. That'll be a lot of fun too. Thanks again for listening. Check us out on Twitter or on Instagram at Dads and Dragons, or just send us an email at ryan@dadsanddragons.com. Let me know if you have any questions or any comments. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next week.